So, and you stayed in Burnaby until 1951,
Yes.
and you're still only 23 at that time.
Yes.
So you got married at that time,
I got married on January 26, 51.
And moved to New Westminster, which isn't too far
No, for a
away.
short time, just a very short time, we were in Vancouver,
Okay.
just a few years, about 3 years. And I in 1954, I started selling for the company with a truck, going from garage to garage. And I had part of New Westminster, I had all New Westminster, but I had part of Burnaby. And I used to call in the garage on Kingsway. There was Don Black at Silver. There was a Silver and right where the Station Square is now. There was a Don Black. There was another Chevron before that, and the one at Royal Oak and Kingsway. I knew that, and I used to sell there. And I also had New Westminster. And in 1956, I moved to New Westminster to live, because they took away Burnaby from me, and I just had New Westminster and part of Surrey.
You had a connection, I guess, to the automobile industry through
Yeah.
that. Did you see that grow in Burnaby
Oh,
throughout that time? More
yes.
garages, more cars.
Oh, yes, more cars, more. And the mechanics, they bought from me because I had automotive tools to sell, and because I have a very good brand. And things got more and more cars, and so that was more prosperous for them. And the dealerships in New Westminster, there was no dealerships in Kingsway area. I didn't have Hastings Street. There was a few dealerships, at least one there, but mostly New Westminster and Vancouver. So Vancouver or New Westminster had GM and Ford and Chrysler dealers. And so I found that the mechanics bought more. They were making more money. They were very busy. Because during the Depression, a mechanic worked on piecework. He might sit there all day and make no money. But as the war got on and they had to repair cars because they couldn't buy new ones, and then after the war was similar, the guys coming back, they wanted to buy a car, the soldiers, the sailors, etc., and the airmen. And so they would purchase a new, if possible, but you couldn't always get a new car, you know. They were rationed more or less as they were building them. And so the cars in 45, 46 were the same as the 39s, pretty well. They were built the same way. And it wasn't until about 47, 48. 48 was the first change in cars, more or less, especially Ford. This Mercury I had was a nice car, but
Now, when the interurbans finally ceased operation during the 1950s, did you think that that was an inevitable change,
I
maybe
thought that
limit
was
the
a
loss,
mistake when they
mistake?
did that, and I think they feel as it is now. I used to hear that GM and so on pushed, they wanted to sell buses. But you know, that was mass transportation. I can remember in the war going down to the interurban in the morning, and I'd get the 7 o'clock, and I was always late running down Douglas Road. And you'd get onto the train, the tram, the interurban, I guess. There would be sometimes three interurbans in a row because they were moving people to the shipyards, especially North Vancouver shipyards. And you'd get on there, and it was jammed, you know. And that conductor used to come through and collect the money, and he'd have to go come all the way through and push through because people were standing; they were so full. And I'd get off at Main Street, and a lot of them would then go in and go and take the ferry across to North Vancouver. Well, there's still a ferry there. But that was the transportation over, and the shipyards were right there at the end of the ferry line. But the interurbans were a great thing for moving people, and I felt even at that time it was a mistake. And And, you know, the SkyTrain is similar, but you know, the streetcars, they moved a lot of people, and you'd get on the middle of the street, you know, you'd have to go out, and it was parked there, and of course there wasn't that many cars in those days.
See, two other features of car culture that seems to have hit Burnaby. One of them is drive-in movie theaters. Did you remember any of the early drive-in movie theaters?
I didn't go to very many because it cost money, and I did have finally my 36 Chev, and I went to the Cascades occasionally. It's up there on Canada Way, which used to be, Granville Highway. And I went there a few times, but not too often. And that was the only one that was that I knew about in those days.
See, the other feature, too, is the Digney Speedway.
I never went there.
Never went there.
No, no. That was up on Kingsway or just off Kingsway.
Yeah, yeah.
McPherson, I think it is. And no, I never went to Digney Speedway. I heard about it, of course.
Yeah, the only I interviewed someone who remembers the Digney Speedway, not because he ever went there, but because you could hear it for miles.
Yes,
apparently it was loud.
And the Digneys owned the Oak Theater, too. That was a modern theater, really. Lovely theater, Art Deco type of. But I only went there once. I didn't go to many movies.
So compared to where you grew up in central Burnaby, down in the valley, was the Kingsway Strip quite a bit more modern and exciting?
Yes, it actually had a lot on it. You know, we didn't have anything down here, and there's still not much down here in as far as shopping or anything is concerned. But Kingsway was, we thought more of a Kingsway than we did Hastings East, and yet we were halfway between. Right. That was one way I used to come home, though, once in a while from work. I'd take the streetcar to Boundary Road. They used to turn around in Boundary Road. They'd back up into the hill, more or less, and you'd get off there, and you'd get the old Neville bus. And that was after the war. And Neville had had buses that used to run from there to Kingsway somewhere.
This is Boundary and Hastings?
Boundary and Hastings, you'd get on the Neville bus, and they come along. Lougheed Highway was gravel, by the way, and muddy, and we'd take that. I'd get off at Harwood Street on Douglas Road, which was handy. It was right there. One time, the bus broke down, and the bus was coming from the other way, and our driver got off our bus, got on the other guy, and left us there in the bus. One of the passengers got the bus started and drove it. And there was a piece in the paper about the stolen bus. Nobody knew who did it. But anyway, I don't know whether I even paid that time. I'm not sure. But I can remember that one. How he got it going, I don't know. But he drove it. Looks like he didn't have a license to drive a bus. No. But, you know, there wasn't any traffic for those days. I can remember the old steamroller going up Douglas Road. The old roller. New Westminster have one on display, I think, in their museum now.
That was just to pack down the gravel?
Yeah, yeah.
Go the ruts out?
Chug, 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 and coming up the hill there. Slow as heck. Yes. Anyway.
Well, very interesting, Roy. Well, thanks very much for sharing your memories of Burnaby in an earlier time. So thanks very much.